You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. June 7, 2013. 8 p.m., I guess, give or take a minute. Maybe give. This is the Stupid Dumb Show. And it looks like the Shredder has abandoned me. First, he was going to be late, and then he said he wasn't going to be here. So I'm going to haunt him down. And it's going to be fun. I know that. Because hunting people is funner. Because they are the deadliest animal. This is going spectacularly great. I'll probably take a half hour before I get warmed up. And then there on in, it's going to be rage, anger, possible yelling. And that's all that's going to be happening. Next up on our first up. Wow. I can't even think straight. First up on the Super Dumb Show right here on WNRBLP is Nine Inch Nails with Came Back Haunted. It was released a couple days ago, so there's that. So here it is. We'll be right back. That was Rentals with Getting By right here on WNBLP. That was an alternate version that's found, that is not found in the album. And holy jeez! Okay. Still full of anger. That's not going away anytime soon. And it's strangely calming. Watch out, Shredder. You are going down. Just you wait until the condition hears about this. it's an odd thing that's going on, and it's gonna crumble like a house of cards. Checkmate, fool. And now I forgot what I was gonna say. We're getting on the okay. Angry about Shredder. I know there's another thing. Maybe get a better memory. No, that's stupid. Quit thinking me. Next up on the Super Dumb Show right here on WNBLP is the Toadies with City of Hate. This one's dedicated to the Shredder.
City we live in. catch this hell. You're too cool, too cool for this school. Fail this class, go home early, get left back. I'm not sorry. Fail this class, go home early.
Mindless self. Oh, that was loud. Mindless self-indulgence with preteen violence right here on WNRBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show with only the gay man tonight. So far. I don't know. Shredder could just show up at any time. He could walk in here and alleviate a load of pain. Which I will be pushing onto him later. Make him regret his choice to not show up tonight. But if these cards are played correctly, and I think it has nothing to do with cards, pretty soon, I believe the condition is going to be waltzing in here, and he's going to be fuming mad. So, Shredder, if you're listening, I'd keep your head down for a while. Okay, we gotta jump ship on that topic, because it's gonna be coming up pretty soon again, so I don't want to bore you with that until the condition gets here. If he gets here. Let's see. What is there? There's some caffeine. That's slowly being digested, and I think I'm finally coming out of this funk that Shredder's not here, and oh, it just hurt me so bad that he's not here. Okay, pull yourself together, K-Man, pull yourself together. This is not how we want this to go down tonight. You don't want to cry in the air. That would be unprofessional. Or improfessional? Meh. Whatever. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show with only the K-Man is Alec Empire with XXV3. I guess that's how it's pronounced, because I'm not caring. Right here on WNRBLP. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you one last thing. The well you drink from, the sipping dream.
That was Darling Thieves with Welcome to My World right here on WNBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show. Enthusiasm declining. Laziness level rising. Hatred levels staying around the same. And I forgot what I was going to say again. I'm a genius. Good job. Oh, everything's going great. Forgetting everything. conditions on his way here. He's probably hearing me do this, and he's flailing his arms around in the car going, "Hey, man, what's going on? Why are you doing that?" That's what he sounds like, apparently. But if he hears that, he's going to be very angry. But what are you going to do? Today, he will take his anger out on the Shredder. Which I've been constantly bringing up because he's not here.
What is this?
We're on the air right now.
Yeah, where's Shredder
at? Ah. Now that's hotly contested.
Where is Shredder at?
He's at about 7:30, he said, "Gonna be late." So I said, "Okay." And a little bit later than then, he goes, "I'm not gonna be showing up." And so I've been being very angry and
must be nice to be able to just
rage.
Arbitrarily not show up for your program, huh? Of course, he's not officially. You know, if he's listening right now, Shredder, I'm very disappointed with you.
Yeah, I'm just. Entire rest of the show is just going to be about him.
I work.
And being angry at
I
him.
I work, and I am here. You see how that works?
Ooh!
So,
work.
Shredder doesn't. What's he up to these days besides eating a lot? I hope he heard.
Probably ditching out on. Fun things to do. Wait, no, this is the fun thing right here.
So what is the what's on this what's in the docket this evening for music? Anyway?
Hatred for Shredder.
Has there been okay? One way I would like to dedicate our hatred for Shredder is to play some Cyndi Lauper, the Goonies song. It's All Right for Me. What is it called again?
I'm going to find that.
Then if Shredder's listening on the live stream, which I doubt if he is at wnrblp.org, anytime he hears that song, because he loves the Goonies, would be my guess. He can no longer
loves the Goonies, I believe.
Well, he can no longer enjoy that song because he realizes he equates that to our hatred for him.
Oh, he better.
All right, so I'm just going to take a song from a movie that he probably loves, that he will in turn loathe, that we ruin by association.
So it's more like in The Clockwork Orange. What's his face? Loved violence, and now every time he sees it, he gets sick.
We'll have to have Shredder with his eyes propped open. While I was listening to the Stupid Idiot Show for 5 hours straight.
You know the name.
And then you'll be introing Cyndi Lauper's The Goonies song for 5 hours straight, and he'll hate it, he'll get nauseated. Which is weird for Shredder, because if he's nauseated, he may in fact actually skip a meal for the first time in his life.
We're just going to attack him on all angles.
He's not here, and I'm very infuriated with it.
Let's see you defend yourself, Shredder.
Yeah, Shredder. So you're looking like you're a little bit disheveled there.
Yeah, man. The first half hour, I'm just kind of like...
Look like you're a disaster.
What's
going on around
Shredder,
here?
What's going on?
Well, Shredder abandoned us. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'll save a short story for a conversation digest on what we saw on the way to the studio.
About what's going on with this?
No, about me.
All right.
Oh, yeah, if anyone's listening, they're not.
No.
I couldn't be so lucky for that to happen.
I don't know. What Conversation Digest will be on tonight live at 10.
Is that going to continue the hatred for Shredder?
I'm just wondering, have you been yelling about Barack Hussein Obama at all? Or do I have to wait till Conversation Digest starts for that?
Yeah, that's more of that kind of topic.
All right. K-Man was never a fan of George W. Bush.
So oh, boy.
He would say, well, the Patriot Act was where it all started. Now Barack Hussein Obama is only doing what George W. Bush already did.
So I'm a cartoonish voice now.
You absolutely when you're... are, when I was earlier as well, so. Oh, this box doesn't...
No, I threw that one.
Idiot.
Well, I'm not the idiot.
You still are, but... Whoa, I think I just saw a phantom.
Woo-hoo-hoo, phantoms! Well, I guess I could play the Goonies theme song now.
This represents our disdain for Shredder.
Yes. What he said.
I have no idea why there was no connection to that Goonies theme song and our anger and rage for Shredder. I just came up with that.
He's going down.
Absolutely he is, but not with his weight. That's a perpetual gain.
Okay. Next up. On the Super Dumb Show is a representation of our hate
for
Shredder with Cyndi Lauper's The Goonies Are Good Enough from the movie The Goonies made by Richard Donner. Right here in the Super Dumb Show. Richard Donner, the director.
Oh, the Donner Party.
Yeah, where they...
Everybody that watched the movie, he ate them. By the Sierra Madre.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so there that is, and then that's going to be playing.
Well, I'm Shredder. I can be imaginative.
Okay, I'm going to play it now. We'll be right back. That was...
What's with all the dead air?
No, there was still finishing the song.
You queued up the mics. You potted up the mics.
That was Art vs. Science with Finally See It Our Way right here on WNRBOP. Right here in Wausau. Oh, is that how it's going?
Yeah.
You're just giving up already?
Yeah.
I checked out a while ago.
I'm aware.
How's that game going? So, after the coming into the studio and ranting about Shredder, you just like, you just lost all your steam.
I'm trying to think of some other songs we can dedicate to that con artist. What are some songs that really say, really, I can't stand you any longer? Or
I could always use the internet to look up stuff.
What about songs that pretty much say, thanks for abandoning us? That's pretty much what he has done at this point. How does he just say randomly he doesn't think he's going to show up? How does that even make sense? What else does he have going on?
I have one.
Okay, what is it going to be?
It is Soul Asylum with Runaway Train.
Yes.
I didn't have to look anything up for that.
Go ahead and play it.
I have to find it first.
So now this way, again, Shredder probably likes this song. It seems like a Shredder type song, doesn't it? One about sorrow and depression and misery, self-loathing. Okay, so now he hears this song and he associates it with our disdain and dislike towards him, which is pretty new. We used to both like him until he bailed on us.
Well, it only really works if he listens.
Well, you can listen to the archives.
Would he do that?
Well, he never shows up anymore, so if he wants to be part of the program, or at least have this false notion of being part of the program, he has to listen to it at the very least.
Well, maybe if he knows that there's a whole bunch of stuff being said about him.
He doesn't really bring anything to the table any longer. I'm not going to show up anymore just because I don't feel like it. Seems like it's a pretty big problem for...
Oh, he's going to regret not showing up.
I think he doesn't work in real rate.
Well,
let's say he did it for a living, right? You think that his boss would just say, no, that's okay.
No, man, cool.
See any good movies lately, K-Man?
I saw one the other night, and I forgot what it was. But I saw Star Trek Into Darkness last week.
Very good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was worth watching.
The chicken admission.
Well, I don't know. That was a little high.
It always is, K-Man. It always is.
Should have went for a matinee.
Yeah.
Matinees. Woohoo.
Well, you know, today's Barack Hussein Obama's America matinee is just about as good as you are going to get. Gas prices, $4.09 per gallon. Food prices skyrocketing. Medical costs. Just going through the roof, K-Man.
Okay.
So you have, you know, that maybe the matinee is the best option for me as well.
It was like $3 less or $5
more.
Less. Hey, come in the off hours and pay less because whatever.
Well, you know that I've spent a fair majority of my adult life in movie theaters. I've worked for two different movie theaters. I've gone to dozens and hundreds and thousands of movies. And it's one of my very favorite places to be, besides bowling alleys.
Bowling alleys can be fun.
I love bowling alleys, I love movie theaters, I love Lambeau Field, I love Miller Park. I kind of like being in my living room, too.
Sometimes you don't. You're like, I don't want to be
in here. I don't want to be in here.
And you sound like,
take my living room. No, really, take my living room. So what's in the docket here? You're leaving me hanging here.
Oh, Soul Asylum, Runaway Train's coming up.
All right, when is that happening?
In about 10 seconds.
All right, well, that's better than the Shredder deserves, I'll tell you that.
Abandoning, or running away, as that would be.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Shredder. Thanks for tearing my heart out and stomping on it.
I'd like to say you're one of the good ones, but that would be an absolute lie.
Soul Asylum, Runaway Train.
Say Runaway Twain.
I think so, not on purpose. Soul Asylum, Runaway Train. Wow.
What's going on, Michael?
I don't know. Runaway Train by Soul Asylum, right here on Super Dumb Show on W.
Just spit it out, man.
Oh, WNRBLP.
much burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train. Everything seems cut and dry. Day and night, earth and sky. Somehow I just don't believe it. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Track. Runaway train burning in my
places, but get your hands off of my door. I found my baby waiting after the show.
That was Band of Skulls with Hollywood Bowl right here on WNBLP's very own Super Dumb Show.
Where are we at?
Wausau?
Real life.
This is real life, that unfortunately.
That kid's ridiculous.
Oh, he's hopped up on... What's that stuff called? Nitrous oxide.
Methamphetamines.
And he just started screaming. Oh, that kid.
So, what is this, a retread of every YouTube moment in the history of YouTube?
No, we could.
No. I don't want to hear about the...
I like turtles.
That kid, it was a fraud. He didn't speak... He doesn't even speak like that. Very intelligent kid. They had a follow-up on him on a news channel. Mm. He's nothing like that. The kid downplayed his own intelligence.
Was he scared?
Yeah, I don't think he knew what he was saying or why he was saying it. He just said it. I think he was caught up in the moment. He was nervous.
She asked him, what's it like being painted up like a zombie? And he's like, I like turtles. Oh, that's so stupid.
Hey, man, if you're by laughing, you're just encouraging that kid to be stupid.
He's not listening.
Well, who knows?
And if he was, he should be going to bed. It's way too late.
Well, if he's in California, it's only 7:57.
And oh, he's in Cali?
Even if... I have no idea where he lives.
That's probably...
Even if he lived on the East Coast, it would only be, what is it, 10...
Yeah,
almost 10 o'clock.
That's too late for a little kid.
He's not that little. He's a teenager by now, I'm sure. Sorry,
he
kid.
Lied to me.
You're feeling pretty old these days. Well, maybe call him. His
You're
people
old.
See if he's...
No, I don't want to call him.
Well, if this is Conversation Digest, I know that call would be happening right now.
Yeah. I don't do your bidding on this show.
Nah, I know. You don't do my bidding on Conversation Digest. I'm the host.
Well, you keep yelling at me until I do something.
That is my shtick. You have no idea how tired I am this evening.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, couch, sitting on a couch all day long watching TV.
Well, when you're cleaning a pool.
Very exhausting.
Cleaning a pool, it takes a lot out of you.
What are you looking at?
That wire.
You see candy or what?
Ooh, someone watched Trailer Park Boys recently.
So the pool now.
That was rough.
Is that set to go now?
It's
kind of yes or no question.
No, it's cloudy. It is not set to go yet.
Okay, then that's all you have
to
say.
It's taking
its
time.
It's not ready to go.
It's taking its time, and I'm very upset
about
it.
You're taking your time answering the question.
Plus,
why are you stalling?
It hasn't been very warm out, and it hasn't been heating up.
Put a jacket on.
Not in the pool. You ain't gonna put on like.
Caress the pool. I'm gonna, positive energy.
I'm gonna put on a dry suit and then go into the pool. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I look like the biggest idiot in the world.
Been there, done that for you, K-Man.
Can I be like you when I grow up?
If you could be so lucky.
You are listening to WNBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. No, I don't want to be like you. Because then I get sick of myself. Even faster.
It could be pretty stressful being the condition.
And with that said, next up is another song about abandonment. Is that right, Shredder?
Shredder, what would you know about abandonment? You don't do that ever. Or always. It's either he does it constantly or he doesn't do it at all. And I'm leaning towards constantly.
So this is Everclear with Father of Mine, right here on WNBLP.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away.
That was NOFX with Seeing Double at the Triple Rock right here on WNRBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show, the K-Man.
The Triple Rock.
And tonight, the condition.
Maybe I should just go by Soda Pop.
Really?
Well, the condition. No one in that listening audience knows. I mean, everybody knows that the K-Man's not your real name.
That's pretty close, though.
They know the condition's not my real name. Maybe there should be a reevaluation of my on-air name. I don't know. Speculating.
The Admiral?
So what is on the top of that tape player? What is that?
Calendar. For... this year. Nice.
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
That was
usually your throwing skills are subpar at best.
Well, you did up there, so.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, too bad Schroeder's too good to be here for the season like that. Probably is nonsense, I'll tell you that.
One time I threw something from sitting here, a crumpled up piece of paper, and I threw it in the garbage and said, "I'm an athlete." That wasn't that great.
Further from the truth.
Hey, if NASCAR drivers are considered athletes...
Well, one stretch, A, I disagree with you. You need a lot of stamina to do that. But hey, on one hand...
Bowlers.
If sumo wrestlers are considered athletes, you have a chance.
I thought that was going to go at Schuster. Or whatever his name is.
Schuster is...
He doesn't deserve an on-air name anymore.
Doesn't even deserve. They could never. The guy has no shot of being an athlete. Unless canceling and disappointing and abandoning people was a sport, in that case he would be an MVP every year.
Do you have any other ideas for abandonment songs?
Did you ever look on the internet for ideas?
Yeah, it's not helpful. It's just anger.
I don't know. There are some good 1950s, 1960s oldie is about losing a lost one, a loved one.
No.
At the Hop? No, that was a pretty upbeat, happy song.
I don't know.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Nah.
No, he's saying, look, you're not my kid. And maybe the kid was his. Maybe he said, you're not my kid, I'm going to abandon you because I don't want to take the responsibility. Kind of like Shredder. Yeah. I don't want to own up to my responsibility. Kind of like Michael Jackson with Billie Jean. Wait a minute, was Billie Jean the child? No, Billie Jean was the girl that he had the evening with. And then he said, that's not my son.
Maybe she had lots of other evenings with people.
I'm assuming there were plenty of other guys. It's just that they weren't all out there with a record contract singing about it. We know that Michael Jackson was never with that woman.
Probably not.
She was above... Never mind.
Oh, burn!
She was above 13. I don't know. I saw your backpack on the floor with your random tools and such, and your cords, and I just thought back to school. They just got out of school, K-Man.
What, use that to transport stuff?
I'm aware of what you use it for. That wasn't even a question, now was it? All right, I need to calm down. I apologize. A family member of mine said, don't ever apologize. It's a sign of weakness.
I wonder
and
who
I
that
said, I'm
was.
I'm sorry. I won't apologize anymore.
Oh, just look at your roast.
Who apologized at my roast? I never had my roast yet.
No, that was Michael E. Bauman's roast.
Did I apologize at the roast?
I said something about apologizing. And then he said, no apologizing at a roast. And then I said, I'm sorry for apologizing.
Oh.
It was a good story, wasn't it? It was awful.
I was going to order a Diet Coke today. I bought a Diet Coke instead. Regular Coca-Cola instead.
With all that corn syrup in there, sir?
What am I going to do? Gag on it?
Probably. Okay.
So what's in the Wisconsin news today anyway? I suppose this isn't Conversation Digest. I'm sorry. What's up next?
I don't know. Pick a number.
How about the Grinch? Because he stole responsibility. He just stole it and he threw it away.
Well, let's see if I have it.
No, that would be depressing to hear a Christmas song right now.
June.
I was playing Christmas songs up until like May. There's still snow on the ground.
Well, if you can make it work.
Yeah, let's find the Grinch. I think that's going to be pretty, pretty good.
A Shredder, he just goes around saying, yeah, I'll be here, and then he never shows up. Maybe people don't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah, who cares?
Maybe they don't care who we're talking about.
No, that too.
They don't care because we're talking about Shredder.
Man, I don't have that song. It's very upsetting.
Hey, if you can't find it, I guess it's time to do what you usually do. Give up. Why am I doing this to you?
I don't know.
Do that to Shredder.
Yeah, he's the more obvious target.
Shredder reminds me of Alec Baldwin. He's around, and when he's around, you can't stand him. When he's gone, it's pretty... No, I don't even know. I like Shredder. he's a good guy, so...
But when he shows up.
When he shows up, and so you hardly ever see the guy. You know, he had priorities tonight. He really had to watch that one made-for-TV movie.
Ooh, looks like I have it.
All right.
I think I'll play it. Is that Boris Karloff yammering that?
Yeah.
So I'll just say it's Boris Karloff with Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Directed at you, Schuster!
Shredder, you mean?
No, he doesn't deserve the name.
Oh, yeah, Schuster.
Right here on WNRBLP.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Riding. in.
Well, that was Champion with Keep On, and there's horses in the background, so that makes my life better, right here on WNRBLP. Ugh, those horses are still going, man. They're just crazy horses. So, what's going on back there? In a condition.
Not much going on.
Or soda pop, or whatever.
I'm just very, to reiterate earlier's conversation, Not that this is conversation, but I'm irate, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated with Shredder and his inability to just show. How hard is it? You get in the car, you turn on the car, you drive here.
You stay in between the lines, that's simple coloring
mechanism. Yes, but if you need to pass someone, go ahead and pass them. You put in your turn signal, potentially. If you're Shredder, I don't know, because I don't know that he cares about upholding the law. You know how Barack Hussein Obama doesn't worry too much about upholding the Constitution? By which he should have to be held accountable, because his very oath of office was based on the very premise that he would uphold the Constitution. Shredder does not uphold any ethical sort of behavior whatsoever. He didn't take an oath, but him being part of this inner circle at WNRBLP, it's implied that he should actually show up.
He wanted it.
He wanted what? To be part of something?
Yeah, that's why he
came
here.
And then to not show up? It's always good to be want to be part of something, and then because then you have the option of saying, "Hey, look, I'm just not going to show up."
Ooh, let's start a
and
no
Shredder
Schuster's club.
Shredder is proving that point beyond a shadow of
a
doubt.
No Schuster club,
possibly. No girls, no Shredders. Not that there's much of a difference. Sorry, Shredder, but
man,
I don't have a problem with girls, but it just goes. It harkens back to the old days as a kid, where you would have a club based solely on what your gender was.
I was thinking more like Little Rascals. They always had a no girls club.
Yeah, I'm sure there were plenty of TV shows where that was the driving force.
In an episode of The Simpsons, there was a no-homers club, but they let one homer in. But not...
Wait, were there multiple homers in the area?
Well, there was some other homer. But the way it was worded, no-homers club, so they could only have one, no multiple.
Oh, well, who was having that, Bart?
Well, this is when he was younger. His friends, maybe Moe and...
Did it show
Lenny
them as kids?
Yeah, like as a flashback.
And they were kids? They were friends as kids?
I guess. It might as
was Barney
works.
There? Barney?
I would imagine. He was getting his soda on. Overdoing it.
Homer?
Barney.
Oh. Pretty hard-hitting episode of the Stupid Idiot Show here.
Yeah, who cares? We're striving to be mediocre at best. And we're barely hitting there.
Arsenic sauce. So what'd you think? I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Grinch, with that stink, stank, stunk, it really pays homage or respect to what Shredder should be described as. Stink. Stank. Stunk.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do we have any other songs that are rooted in the whole notion or the concept of abandonment and just being disappointed by somebody that thinks, hey, look, I don't have to do what I'm supposed to do?
I think we burned through all those all.
There might be some Madonna songs out there. I mean, think about all the dozens, if not hundreds, of relationships
ooh.
She burned her way through.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait a minute, did I say Madonna and you said yes? I don't mean like Madonna, you want to date her, yes, but I just mean I gave you an idea of a song about abandonment and disappointment. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Tell me.
Beck, Loser.
Oh, Beck, Loser. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It doesn't have to be about abandonment.
No, it's just about Shredder being a loser.
Okay. Next up on the Stupid Dumb
Show.
He's
at home watching bowling right now on ESPN.
Is Beck with Loser right here in WNRBLP.
Thank you.
eggs and a mouth to cut the chunky with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string. A slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. It's choking on the splinters. So I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Get crazy with the cheese whiz.
So I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Drive-by body pierce.
When we rise, it's like strawberry fields. I'm treating you bad, you bruise my face. Could love you more, you've got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. Could I've been easier on you? I could change, though I wanted to. Should I've been easier by three? Our old friend Phil and you and me. Yes,
okay, I have a Star Trek 2.
Shredder to me is like one of those sitcoms.
I actually had two in the thing.
With Shredder's abandonment issues, he reminds me of a show from the 1980s that is on for a couple weeks and then it's just canceled because the shows in the 80s, the writing was awful.
I'm looking at you, Alf.
And so he's on, so they're on for a bit and then all of a sudden canceled because there's no level of quality, because when you're not going to be around long, clearly, there's a deficiency. I'm going to be there, but then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm not going to be there to the WNRBLP studio. What happened from then to there? On Conversation Digest, we have, and I don't mean to bring that up during this show, we have a feature called What We Saw on the Way to the Studio.
What I didn't see on the way?
What I saw on the way to the studio.
What I didn't see was Schuster.
Okay, what you didn't see was Schuster, but what is it that Shredder saw on the way to the studio that made him say, no, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to head back to my home and not do the radio program and or programs to which I am fond of doing?
And maybe he found money on the ground.
Does he have a legitimate excuse?
If he had a legitimate excuse, Shredder, I'd feel bad for this entire episode. But
Shredder explaining,
what if he doesn't?
Well, the whole episode since I got here was us complaining about
Shredder. Oh, it was before you got here, too.
Is there a legitimate excuse? Shredder has the phone number for you.
He's not listening.
I'd be interested. There's somebody in that area that he lives or dwells and chomps down on his many snacks per day. There's someone in that area that could call and explain to us right now, was there a legitimate reason for Shredder not being here? I'd be interested to find out.
If it was a legitimate excuse, then yeah, I'd feel bad.
Yes, I don't feel... No, because he should have explained it up front.
Plus, I never asked why. So,
you're supposed to be in broadcasting. You do follow up questions in broadcasting. Broadcasting 101.
I don't. follow-up questions. Whatever. Okay, so here's John Williams with the theme from Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay.
Because who cares? Right here in WNRBLP. Thank you. Star Trek 2 main title theme. I think it's James Horner or whatever.
Good story, K-Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, John Williams, he's a good composer, and like we were saying about Shredder off the air, is that Shredder is the exact opposite of John Williams. You can count on John Williams to be where you want him to be, and when you want him to be there, he will be writing the compositions for the movie, be it Jaws.
He's reliable,
and he's dedicated. He does not abandon you at the last particular moment. What happened to Shredder? Is there a concern that we need to be worried about?
I don't know.
So John Williams, he writes the music. He is there when he's supposed to be there. Could he say, Spielberg, I'm sorry, you know, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks here. Could he do that? Probably not, though he is John Williams. And I'm not going to talk about John Williams and put him on a pedestal. Because when you put a person on a pedestal, guess what happens?
They always fall down.
Well, that too, but the person that's on the pedestal, they get away with more. There's no real accountability. If you put someone on a pedestal, you have what's called a halo effect. Do you understand what a halo effect is?
No.
K-Man, before you became old and dilapidated, and you used to be able to find dates with females, and you first started dating them, that initial dating, you were happy and euphoric. There was a sense of happiness that you could not possibly explain, the majority of which was chemical. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, they're... ineptitude, their flaws, their mistakes, their bad traits, their poorer side, those were just completely abandoned and tossed aside because you thought you were in love, even though clearly you were not, and they were even less in love with you than you were with them in the end.
So it's a feel-good story?
Yeah. But when you put someone on the pedestal, people make tragic mistakes, but then if they're on a pedestal, they get away with more. I'm getting at a point about something here.
I know, I'm waiting for it.
I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to make just something. Something has happened in your life where you think, boy, I can't believe someone's getting away with something like they are. So anyway, what's new at the movies?
I don't know. I think you asked me that question
that
before.
That box office smash hit that is supposed to be here every summer, where is that? What is that?
I don't know.
Is there a possibility of you finding out? Iron Man 3 went
Pacific
down.
Pacific Rim? Supposed to be decent?
Pacific Rim?
Yeah, it's about giant robots.
Is there a chance that, Iron Man 3, that franchise isn't where it needs to be at this point? Bob Kingsley? What's his name? Bob Kingsley is a very famous country radio DJ.
Ben Kingsley.
I like Bob Kingsley. Do you know about Bob Kingsley? I've talked to you about him before.
No.
When I worked in a movie theater as a young person, and I would listen to Bob Kingsley on Saturday and on Sunday evenings, he would do the Top 40 Countdown. And he and Bob Kingsley and Bob Uecker of Milwaukee Brewers broadcast fame, those two guys got me intrigued with radio. And then, of course, I tried radio and I couldn't make a living at it. And here I am now, so...
Life is grand, isn't it?
Ugh. If by grand you mean disappointing,
that was sarcastic.
Yes. Yeah.
The biggest sarcasm that I ever said.
When did this show end? Because I'm looking forward to that time.
Let's play the Jaws theme song.
Yeah.
Right here on WNBLP. John Williams is the man right here on WNBLP.
I wonder if he would compose a song for the Stupid Dumb Show Conversation Digest. In that theme song, even though they're not vocals.
There's just like a 10-second riff that is specifically about Schuster.
Yeah, there would have to be a part that is specifically tied to Schuster's because he has been the Shredder tag has been removed. Until he can prove that he is worth having that nickname, he will be called by his last name, Schuster. And the John Williams song pretty much just says, Schuster abandoned his shows. He's a
dirtball. All of a sudden in a minor key for like 10 seconds.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to read music.
It would sound odd and depressing.
All right. And then it would mention, well, there would be no vocals, but in there the instrumental portion would get at that Shredder likes to eat tons of salads. And that even though, you know, if there was salad here, like potato salad for Conversation Digest, the Stupid Dumb Show, he'd be here probably. But because there's no potato salad or macaroni salad, well, I'll just cancel at the last minute. Shredder, if you ever get married, what are you going to do? I mean, Schuster, are you just going to say, well, you're going to call your to-be bride and say, you know, I'm going to show up. What are the details? Is this happening or is that happening? And then, like, before you go to marry that poor woman.
His Canadian wife.
Yes, his Canadian wife. He's going to just call up and say, hey, you hoser, I'm not showing up. Is that how it operates in the real world, Shredder? I don't know how someone can operate that way.
I think that's as good as place as any to end it.
Yeah. Oh, that look. You have that I need alcohol look on your face.
I'll go 19 beers all over you.
19 beers?
Yeah, you know what happens after 19.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, that one 12-pack wasn't enough, and then you had to dabble into my Budweiser. And then you didn't even say anything about it.
No.
Idiot.
Okay. What is this now? You are listening to WNBLP, Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
Nah. What was that you potted down?
What stuff?
Why'd you pot it down? Is there music on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dallas theme song.
I can't hear it.
Well, that's because the mic's
on. Can I just hear it for a moment and then we'll... You just have to turn the microphones off.